This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Google has plus or minus $50 billion cash on hand, 50 billion. So it's been on something of a buying spree of late. Its most recent acquisition is a London-based startup called DeepMind Technologies. DeepMind as in artificial intelligence. No details yet on the price tag. There are some guesses out there of as much as $500 million for, it must be said, a company that hasn't launched any products yet. So if you're a startup, what's the magic formula for attracting Google's attention? Here's Marketplace's Sarah Gardner.
Think of it this way. Google is like the big man on campus, the tech campus. And there's a bunch of startups who love a long-term relationship with the BMOC. So how to win Google's affections? First off, it helps to be scary smart and not just an out-of-the-box thinker. Global equities research analyst Trip Chowdhury says Google wants exponential thinkers.
What is an exponential thinker? Is a person who can think 10 years, 20 years, 100 years ahead, and then bring all that view of the future in present.
Which is apparently what DeepMind has. The startup's founders include artificial intelligence experts and a neuroscientist described as a boy genius. DeepMind specializes in helping computers think more like humans, which is the other thing turning Google on right now.
Because the idea is to change the world by computing intelligence.
Think Google's driverless cars, or its purchase last year of Boston Dynamics, which makes robots for the military. Silicon Valley entrepreneur Steve Blank says Google is branching out, just like Apple did when it decided it was more than a computer company.
I think Google realizes that its entire eggs are in one basket, and smart companies don't do that.
Analyst Chowdhury says if you're a startup pining for Google's affections, just show them you have the smarts and vision to help create whole new industries, and then push innovation to the limit. That's all. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.